in the morning.
8:10, and joining us right now to talk a little bit more about the coming election, there's a new survey out from the from Inform Connecticut, the Research and Policy Institute of Connecticut, part of the Connecticut Economic Research Center. Their Vice President of Research, Alyssa DeJong, joins us. Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning.
So as we look at this, the first thing that caught me, this is Brad, that caught me, Connecticut residents by a 2-to-1 margin prefer that the state legalize and tax marijuana versus electric tolling. How do you like that one?
Yeah, that was one of the surprising findings we found in this survey. We actually asked a series of hypothetical policy trade-offs that the next governor will have to be thinking about when he's setting statewide policy. And so that question we asked was thinking about possible new revenue sources. And so would the Connecticut residents who we surveyed, would they prefer that the state legalize and tax marijuana or institute electronic tolling as possible new revenue sources? And we found that 67%, about two-thirds of our respondents, preferred taxing marijuana over electronic tolling.
That's a lot, Alyssa. And
big time.
Yeah, and it wasn't that long ago. I mean, we're probably talking one or two election cycles previously, when the idea of legalizing marijuana was actually opposed by the majority of state residents.
Exactly. That's why this turnaround was so interesting to us when we saw the results. Because it's a fairly new policy option, and it was so opposed a few years ago.
You know, Alyssa, I wonder if, and Brad, I'm wondering if you think this too. Maybe people are like, you know what, the cat's out of the bag now, and we might as well catch up to it and make money while we can. Any indication in the numbers, Alyssa, that may
one
be
of one of the things I believe too is that electronic tolling really is not liked by the people, and we found that out.
They'd rather smoke. They'd rather get high and smoke weed than pay
course,
a toll, right?
Of course.
Right. There's more redeeming qualities to relaxing than paying a toll. But these numbers are, you know, that 67% figure you gave was quite shocking, I thought.
Exactly, and you know, we'd love to kind of dig into this more in future surveys to really find out, because we just asked electronic tolling kind of in general.
Mm-hmm.
What if we were just tolling out-of-state residents, or what if we were, the way we toll could affect the question and the answers, of course.
You also asked an interesting question about property taxes,
yes,
too, and taxation.
Yes, yes.
Well, break that down for us, if you could.
Absolutely. So we also asked the respondents of this survey what their preference was in terms of reducing either income taxes or property taxes. And we found that just over half, we found 52% of the respondents opted to reduce the property tax, while the other 48% preferred cutting income taxes.
That's going to be the tough one.
Yeah, because, Brad, you and I both know, and Alyssa, obviously, you know that, you know, property taxes, everybody wants them lower, but you still have to pay for your local, your municipal services,
yep,
your police, your fire, and your school budget. So I don't know if that's really practical or not.
Right, and cutting the income tax is also a hard option, just because it's the major revenue source for the state and for all services they provide. So this is a really tricky policy option, and you know, as we're seeing with the gubernatorial election, this is one of the policy options that's really a deciding factor for.
But
folks.
Alicia, I do believe, this is Brad, I do believe if it's handled correctly, because we were in that big battle on the income tax when we got one. And you see what that has done to us. I still think, if it's done properly, that we can be without a state income tax. I really do.
You know, that it's a possibility. We've come to rely on it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what needs to happen now is a real overhaul in the whole budgeting process and how we pay for services. And then the question can be, you know, what are those funding sources? So to me, it would be kind of starting with the budget, what we really need to pay for as a state, what our priorities are, and then figure out how to fund it.
Alyssa DeJong from the Connecticut Economic Resource Center and Inform Connecticut Research and Policy Institute of Connecticut. Where can folks go on the web if they want to see more of the kind of surveys that you do and get more information on your organization?
Absolutely. We have CERC.com and also informct.org. Both of those websites will bring you to all this information about our surveys.
CERC.com and informct.org.
Good organization. 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we'll be back with you, my friends, in just a couple of minutes.